Good morning, Upper Cumberland, and welcome to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, and today in the house, I have Barbie Cook, the brand new volleyball coach at Upperman High School. Welcome to the show, Barbie.
Thank you, Sam. It's good to be here. Very interested in what you have to talk about.
Well, actually, it's going to be what you have to talk about and really introducing the folks around the Upper Cumberland area a little bit more to who you are. Your background, you know, maybe some family. This show really, yes, it's about sports, but it's more about the person than it is the sport that they coach or play or whatever. So I've known you for a long time, but I'm still real interested into digging in deeper about, you know, who you are, your past, your family. I know your family, of course. Mm-hmm. So this will be interesting to see what I can learn more about you as we go through the show today. First, let's just dive right in and get started and talk a little bit about your family.
Okay.
Tell us about your immediate family members, and then we'll dig a little bit deeper into the rest of your family.
Okay. My husband is Brian Cook. We have two children, Carter Cook and Braylee Cook, and we all reside here in Putnam County.
Yeah, of course. And let's talk about outside of your immediate family. Of course, I guess I first got to meet you at the small church that we used to attend, which is First Christian Church. That's been a long time ago. We're now out Life Church, and I know your parents have moved. There's been a lot of changes since those days. So talk about your mom, your dad, and give us a little background there.
Okay. My mom is Marlon Sanders. My dad is Paul Sanders. I'm the oldest of five children. I have four brothers, Nick Sanders, Andrew Sanders, and Michael and Steven Sanders. We were all here in Coatville, and they moved in about, I think it was 2008. But we were always, always involved with sports. Dad ran the Parkview ball fields for years. That's where I had my first jobs as scorekeeping, but also I switched from playing softball for years for Danny Wilson into baseball, just to keep maneuvering kids from here to there easier for my parents. So,
wow. I mean, that's a pretty big family. I think Nick and Andrew are the twins.
No, Michael
and Steven are the twins. Okay. Nick and Andrew, the older.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good deal. See, I get them mixed up with that many. It's
right.
Hard to do. And you're the only girl?
I'm the only girl.
How in the heck did that work?
You know, God has his ways.
I'll tell you what, and it's no surprise to me that you're a pretty dang good athlete, and that would probably lend itself to making you a good athlete.
Well, it was one of my things as a child, as a kid, actually. I just strived. Our parents always pushed us and not to settle. And, you know, if we felt like we wanted to try one thing, then we would do it, but we had to finish it. And if you wanted to try something new, you had that option to try something new. So, but about high school, I found my love after playing years of basketball, that volleyball was the sport, and found that in high school and just went with it and loved it. And from there, about my junior and senior year, we didn't have travel ball around here. Actually, then you didn't have middle school as well. So you found your sports in high school. But from there, my setter and I would travel to MTSU twice a week. And our parents would travel every weekend with us in traveling for volleyball. And that's how we maneuvered and got through for our college scholarships. And actually, all three seniors that year, we ended up going to the same university and playing together.
Yeah, man, you just ran the gambit right there of really everything we're going to talk about.
Oh,
so
I'm
that's
sorry.
Cool. No, that's cool. That's a great summary and you know, a look at what we're going to be discussing today with you. So nice job right there of foreshadowing what the show's going to be about. Just a reminder, today we are talking to Coach Barbie Cook, new Upperman volleyball coach. And excited to be there, I'm sure. So let's dive back just a little bit and get back into growing up. I'm still stuck on four brothers, and you being the only girl. But tell me about what that presented for you. Your mom Marlon is there with you, so you at least got two women in the house.
Yes.
So on a day to day basis with four brothers, and all of them are older, right?
No, I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
I'm the oldest. God, yes.
I had it completely backwards. So you're born first. So you being the oldest, that changes the whole situation for me, because now you become the person who has to watch out for all the boys.
Yes.
So having four boys in the family on a daily basis must have been trying.
Yes. It was my brother and I forever. And there's actually 10 years between Nick and my brother and I. We were there. My brother and I are a year apart. And then with Nick, he's 10 years younger. And then the twins are 12 years younger. So there was a period of time where it was just my brother and I growing up, Andrew. And but then we still did all the sports. I mean, we played baseball. We played soccer. We played softball. We played basketball. I mean, we loved sports. And that was the thing, though. When they came along, Mom and Dad made it work. Because that was more of our junior, like in our junior high school and high school. So we still got to dive into that, into everything, and they made it work. And I mean, it was even high school, because I found my love not only for basketball, but also track. I loved running. I just thought that it was the best thing ever. And so then I got to find a sport where I was on one season. And then I found volleyball, where it was a totally different season. So, but towards the end of high school, that's where I put more of my focus, just because I knew that that's what I wanted to do for college.
What a family dynamic that is there, because I didn't realize the guys were that far apart. So, you pretty much grew up with one sibling.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you've got a couple more.
Oh, yeah.
So the good thing, I guess, is that you were a little older at that time when the other two were born.
Yes.
So you had the opportunity of having grown up a little bit. And I bet the parents really used you to help out around the house and manage all the things they were doing, too.
Yes. My strive to work was, a younger age, put on at a younger age. Actually, I would always, find jobs here or there, babysitting. But then, I mean, at home, it was, be able to be responsible and help Mom with everything that was going on, because Dad was also working. Dad traveled a lot with business. And so that was kind of with us home. That just made me, be more alert to things that I needed to be a part of and grow up with. And I guess I kind of inquire that to my own children now. But my strive to work was very big then, still is now. And I guess that's part of my coaching technique as well, is I want to see those kids, strive and work for what they're given, because it's not just handed to you. And in life in general, things aren't just handed to you. We have to work.
Yeah. So I remember, Paul, I do remember him traveling a lot. But your mom also worked full time. So that's what amazes me, with four siblings and all boys there, and you, mm-hmm. and a lot of the responsibility, and you were at a little bit older age, mm-hmm. a lot of the responsibility to help out had to follow mm-hmm. you. So you learned early what it took to be that type of role model as far as what should be done in the household.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. Mom left this chore list for us to do. Yeah. And then whenever I got old enough to drive, it was taking this sibling here and she taking the other sibling and Dad taking another sibling. So, I mean, we were always on the go.
Man, when you got your license, I bet that was a celebrated day.
It was.
I'll tell you what. Today we're talking to Coach Barbie Cook, new Upperman High School volleyball coach. So, Barbie, we'll go move forward from there. Family is something I know that's always been very important to you. It's been very important to your whole family. She talked about a situation where you guys have been here, you've been a family for a long time, and then all of a sudden, your dad got the opportunity to make a change. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that worked with your family. I know it was a big decision.
Yes, it was a big decision. My younger siblings, the younger three, were just in junior high, middle school, junior high. And so that dad got the job opportunity to move, and they moved to Bowling Green, Kentucky, actually where we are from, that area. So we have family and everybody there. So when they made the transition, we stayed in, the boys just picked up from where they were and adjusted and got into sports. And Nick ended up playing golf and baseball and did great at it. Steven did great with basketball. He did great with that. And then Michael was more of football And then he just kind of took a break from all that, and he kind of just found his way in other things. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. But definitely an intense sports background for your family growing up.
Oh, yeah. We've always been in and ready to go for any new thing that came up. And like I said, with Dad being out at the baseball fields, that was, you know, from sun up to sundown, that was something we lived forever. But not only that, but he also coached me and my siblings in sports. So to have him as a role model and a leader and a coach, that was also influencing over the years as well.
So did you beat the boys up when you're out there playing basketball? I know you roughed them up just to try and make them tougher.
I tried.
Yeah, once they got a little older and they grew quickly.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was a little bit harder for you to do that.
Oh,
sure.
Yes, yes.
So let's ask a question here, and I ask this of most of my guests. So just to kind of get us moving in another direction, if you had a superpower, any superpower you could have, which superpower would it be?
I guess to be in more places at one time.
So multiple Barbies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I get a lot to fly in order to get to places.
Yes.
You know, that they need to be. Superman seems to be the one that most people, you know, his abilities that he has. And I guess probably because he's the one of the most powerful there.
Right.
Unique question there. And I like asking that to coaches with their background and what they have to do and on a daily basis, what that would be. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the head coach of the Upperman volleyball team, Coach Barbie Cook. Be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. And again, today we have Coach Barbie Cook, Upperman High School volleyball, brand new coach, just hired about a month ago. So we jump into growing up. You know, you talked a little bit about some of the sports that you played, basketball, softball, baseball, and then volleyball. And we know that volleyball probably ended up winning out. But in the younger days, what was the importance for you of trying all of those things to get to a point to where you realized you were best or loved one more than the others, instead of just saying, okay, as a young kid, I'm going to play volleyball? You did them all.
Right. My main sports, though, became softball and basketball, but that was because Coach Danny Wilson was that coach for all of them. And there was just, and everybody that knows him, you know, loved him, and they know exactly where I'm coming from. I mean, he was just that coach. If you had him, you kept him. And he was a part of our church as well, our church family. And, you know, there were those Wednesday nights that he would come in and get me out of class just a little bit early, just so, but, you know, just he could take me to basketball practice the summers and then the falls. Just being able to have him and be coached under him was just a blessing for all those years. And just the mentality that he would put forth for all those girls that played for him. It was just an experience that, as an athlete, it just inspired you.
So this is a big understatement. And, you know, a lot of times we focus on the older, students, student athletes, coaches, and the years that they're older, 'cause that's when they get a lot of notoriety. But when you talk, Danny, one of the things about this show is people who come on here get to really give shout outs, if you will, to people who have meant something. And we can't overstate how big of an influence in yours and many other student athletes' lives Danny Wilson was.
Right.
And so what did he provide to you at that young age that helped you as you moved on up?
You know, and we all saw him anytime he was upset and he turned blood red with
you
that white
it.
Hair. Yes, you knew. But you know what? After he would, you know, get on to you, he'd turn right back around and love on you. And that was just something like you knew that he meant structure, which that was something I got from my parents. That even though he was pushing you and inspiring you, he would also love you no matter if you did wrong or right. I mean, it was just always, you know, just positive reinforcement.
I think that's the exception right there with many coaches. I mean, I've had a couple in my career, not only that I played for, but also that I coached with. Virgis Duff comes to mind. And I've said this before, Coach Duff had a unique ability to absolutely bless a student athlete out, and not in a bad way.
Right.
No cussing,
right.
know, nothing like that. Just absolutely get into them for something they were supposed to do or didn't do right. And it's a skill. It's a unique skill. For whatever reason, they loved him.
Yeah.
I mean, they absolutely, he could dress them up and down, and they absolutely loved him for it.
Right.
So Danny, it seems to me that he was, you know, you could tell when Danny got mad. He couldn't help it. I mean, his face just turned red. But I've never probably seen anyone, and I wasn't even as close as you were to him.
Mm-hmm.
But just hearing from these kids that have played for him, there's no one who loves their kids as much as he did.
Right. And, you know, just to be able, I mean, he even coached his daughter through all those years as well, Emily. And, you know, him and Sharon had a great, inspiring just relationship with everybody through that softball field and just through the teams that they put on and the events that they put on. And it was just something to always look forward to and be around.
Yeah. I am talking to head volleyball coach Barbie Cook from Upperman High School, new head coach. And so, Barbie, as you were growing up, having played all of those sports, we talked about the family at home, the duties that you had there. What stands out in your mind that you gained from at a younger age from being involved in all of those sports? What was your main takeaway that you see now that maybe you didn't even think about then?
I guess like more of the positive reinforcement with structure, like we just talked about our coaches. You know, any coach that I've ever had was hard, but I knew, like now I see that they did it out of love, but also to push you to another level. Because if you're not pushed, you're never going to exceed. And, you know, I even see it as a coach. There's players that they will max out and not weight-wise, but you know what I mean? Like just skill-wise.
Right.
And you always have to be pushed, and you have to find that next skill. Like when you see an athlete, you have to find that next skill level that they can be pushed to. And I feel like all the coaches that I played under did that. Like, you know, I went from Danny Wilson, then played under Mark Odom. I played under Coach Dyer as well. And then whenever I got to high school, I had Mindy Odom. And, you know, all those coaches would push to a different level whenever they'd see. And they came on hard, but they, like I said, it was always just to get you to that next level to just push you a little bit harder and a little bit further.
So there's just some good names there. And, you know, good friends with a couple of those. Mindy, especially in high school, you're talking about basketball.
Oh, yes.
So when you climb the ladder, you know, it's getting harder and harder for student athletes at these younger ages to play more than one sport.
Right.
So talk a little bit about along the way, at what point did you realize that you needed to focus on one or the other?
The end of my sophomore year. That's whenever I saw more of that transition where, you know, I'd played with basketball for all those years, and I saw how those girls did travel and how then they came into school ball. And that's something that I never really got to be in, but I was the oldest of five kids. It was hard for my family to do that. But my parents, you know, when they saw that volleyball was the real deal for me, that was my sport that I wanted to choose and to put forth for that college scholarship, that's when we made the choice for me to go on for travel ball. But once again, like I said, that wasn't volleyball. Travel ball was not here. That was not a thing here. Middle school ball was not a thing here back then. So that's whenever we had to kind of go towards Nashville and find that. And we did. And like I said, we traveled Monday, Tuesdays. I remember it. Monday, Tuesdays every week and then every weekend. So it was just something that I knew that coming from a big family, that if I was going to put that much time and that much effort into it, that it was for a big reason. And that's when we did that.
Man, that's kind of early on. I think basketball was probably had some AAU going at that time and off season stuff, but no volleyball. None of that existed in Cookeville.
Correct.
In Putnam County at that time. So you had to search it out on your own. So you said sophomore year, the end of sophomore year, you kind of made that decision. If somebody's asking you, if one of your young players is asking you along the way, when is a good age for me to make a decision? Let's say I want to play college ball or I want to give everything I can to try and play college ball. That's not a given, of course. So what age? Is there an age? What advice would you give them for that question?
If they're looking to play college ball, that's something that I would start making that decision when you're transitioning from middle school or middle junior high, how mm-hmm. it is now, to high school. Because once you get to high school, you have 4 years. You have right. 4 years to make your stats. You have 4 years to see where you can be, what spot you can play, because, I mean, it's not what you want to play. It's what's available and who's the best of the best on that court.
Once you start your high school career, all those stats, all those things are totaling. And if that's your goal, and it doesn't need to be everybody's goal, and it's, you know, everybody's not going to be able to do that.
Right.
But if it is their goal, they're starting to realize, and their families are starting to realize they need to strive for that possibly maybe a little bit earlier than they have in the past.
Right, right. And you can also see it whenever we travel and you go up against the teams that you go up against and you see those girls. And whenever you talk to other coaches or facilities or even other players from other teams, I mean, you know that they have started. I talked to a coach during a travel ball season this past season, and she said that they have a tiny tot program. And so you're starting girls in elementary just so that they can get where they need to be at a certain time. And that's even here in Cobble. We start in travel ball. We started a younger team this year. And that was something, though, that we looked at fundamental-wise that these girls were needing before they got into middle school to make them more prepared for high school.
We're going to continue that conversation, but first we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Local Matter Sports here, your host Sam Brooks. Again, I'm with Barbie Cook, the new Upperman High School head volleyball coach down the road there in Baxter. So, we were talking about AAU, and I guess around here, a lot of these sports that happen in off season fall under the Mojo name that was started in started way back with basketball and baseball and girls softball, and now you've grown into volleyball, and maybe some changes coming on the horizon because we've had some moves that have been made by folks, and that's kind of be up in the air coming into next year, but. Tell me why playing AAU, let's say, or in the off season of your main sport, why is that important nowadays?
It's more important for the athletes to develop more skill. And then also when you travel, you get to see what another level of that sport can be. And that's exactly what we've done with volleyball. With volleyball being a travel sport now that we have here in Cookeville, that has been allowed for us to, you know, like I just said and touched on a little bit, to start younger for fundamentals. So not only do we start them younger, but then they're more prepared in middle school, which makes them more prepared for high school ball. But also for this travel, once they get to a certain age, we're also starting their stats, which is great for college. So then they're nationally put in and ranked with their stats. And so that takes a big, big spill on them being looked at and kind of being ranked with college coaches and up against other athletes.
So you're getting into recruiting now.
Correct.
And you're exactly right. And of course, you know, I do a little thing on the side with CSA Prep Star, and you're right. You're right on. And I don't know that I'd agree with all that, you know, because I think kids need the opportunity to be kids at a younger age too, but they're being forced into the situation where once they start that record of sports and they can signify their growth and their gain along the way, it can be a separating factor between them and some other student athlete who's vying for the same scholarship or position. And I hate for it to be as intense and as complicated as it is, but that's just where we are right now.
Right.
And, one thing that I don't like is, you know, the rivals, and people don't realize on rivals, you don't get a star. You know, you don't become a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star until you started getting offers.
Right.
They think it's the other way around.
Yeah.
they think that you get on Rivals and they automatically name you a two-star based on stats, and then here come the scholarships. No, it does not work that way. It actually works the opposite way. So in the competition, let's just take you for example. When you were you decided at the end of your sophomore year that you wanted to try and play college volleyball. That's what was important to you. So your family made a dedication to play ball in Nashville. Yeah. It wasn't even here at that time.
Right.
So that had to be a big decision for your family, especially with four other kids in the family. That had to be a major decision for your family to dedicate yourself to that.
Right. And it was. And, you know, I actually, it's funny we're talking about this because I've had girls here recently come up to me and talk to me about, you know, well, coach, I have this, and what do I need to do for this just to get college scholars to look at me? And I just, you know, it's funny because I was just describing that, you know, we were picked up back then by play days. Like, you know, we would go to those other school play days up in Brentwood or in surrounding areas up in Nashville areas. We didn't have, you know, our stats. We didn't have video footage. I mean, if we did, it was our parents with their handheld video right. cameras that we, you know, you would try to take some video footage just so you could send it into a university. But that's how we were really actually looked at. Where I remember coaches coming up and talking to us when we were at those Brentwood or Riverdale play days or Blackman. And if you wanted to look at another university as well, I mean, you had to write your letters and you had to write those to the coaches and then hear back from them. It's a different ball field, you know, and a different game these days of the recruiting game. So it's just interesting how it's changed, but, you know, it goes along with how technology's changed.
No doubt. Today we're talking to Coach Barbie Cook, new head volleyball coach at Upperman High School. So that kind of takes us into high school. The tough part about high school in any sport, most of the time the colleges are playing their games at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes recruiting tough for them to be able to get out to see kids. So they start relying on maybe recruiting services or the individual kid and parents sending some film and maybe a rudimentary profile into the college coach and being evaluated that way. At some point along the way, they decide that, hey, we like, I won't say Barbie Sanders, we like Barbie Sanders because that's who you were at that time. We like Barbie Sanders and we want to recruit her. When did that happen for you?
That was probably more of the junior year, end of junior year. And like I said, I remember coaches walking up to us when we were actually at a Blackman play day. And it was just, you know, back then, if you had a coach come up and talk to you, you're just like, wow, that was like the real game. And that was a real deal back then.
Yeah.
To just be able to talk to him face to face. Now, as you know, here recently as an assistant coach for a high school team, here I was at a play day and having recruiters come up and ask me about my players. And you know, that was just something I just saw different that changed with me this year. Like, you know, just seeing the transition because I haven't been on the sidelines in a long time until, you know, Jamie came and asked me to be her assistant this past season. So that was something that was big, though, back then for just to be looked at. And then, you know, to receive those letters in the mail and just say, you know, we want you to be a part of our team. That was just a big, big deal.
And just to summarize that, you ended up signing with Cumberland University, went there and played a couple years, had an injury and had to get out of volleyball for good. And that kind of put you on your path, you know, to where you ended up. We'll talk a little bit about this, but you ended up getting out of there and mm-hmm. then getting into the job world. Let's tell everybody what your first job was.
My first big job was law enforcement. I was at Putnam County Sheriff's Department as a domestic sexual assault officer and assisted in child abuse and child sex crimes.
So I've known you for a long time, and I didn't even know that. So somehow along the way, I missed you. I thought it would be so interesting for the folks out there listening to know and understand that you were in law enforcement before you decided to mm-hmm. come back and get an education in coaching.
Yes. I worked a lot of nonprofit before then, and then in the community. I did a lot of that, but that was a big one because not only did I work those cases, but also I did a lot of community work. you know, we put on Sheriff's Night Out each year, but right before school began, because I did fundraising for that to just get people in the community and local businesses to be able to be involved in that. But then also I did public speaking along the lines of for the domestic assault as well, and then partnered up with several nonprofit groups to be involved in the community as well.
So I guess you never pulled your gun on anybody.
No.
You ever have to take anybody down real hard?
I guess those stories are just to say.
Well, I tried, folks. I tried to pull them out, but wasn't able to do that. Today we're talking to Coach Barbie Cook, head volleyball coach for Upperman High School. And Barbie, that takes us to, you know, what you're doing now. And we know your plate is still busy. You have children of your own now. And so you become the full-time mom and wife and all of that, and got a day job. And you got a call. You know, you were entertaining some possibilities out there across the Upper Cumberland for coaching jobs that were open. You'd spent a couple years working with Jamie Cherry in the Cookeville High School group, and then also the Mojo in the off season. And so, you know, your name's getting out there and people are starting to know that you're available and you're here. So how did that transpire this last spring?
That it actually came through during travel ball. And it was, once again, it's kind of like being recruited, you know, at a young age, but, it was all kind of overwhelming at first, but it was something because, you know, sometimes as that first head coaching position, you're like, you know, am I ready for this? But that's just stepping out of your comfort zone, because, you know, I knew that I wanted it. I knew that I wanted to have that head coaching position. I just didn't know where at that at that moment, because, you know, I go from middle school being head coach at middle school. Middle school is just a different game. But then having these years of travel ball under my belt as a head coach, and then getting to come to the high school level, just kind of prepared me to be where I needed to be at that point. So, yes, whenever I was contacted by Upperman High School, I was very excited. And, you know, I've loved that area. I've loved that school. Even though I'm, you know, Cavalier alumni and been there for years, but it just, like I told my girls the other day at practice, I'm there for them. And I was very excited to have something new, have a new, you know, challenge, have new girls, because Cookeville also, these upcoming seniors, I've had them since seventh grade. And so they're great. I love them. But they also respected the fact that, you know, I took a job somewhere else, which was, that made me feel better as a coach that they had that respect for me.
You're at a new place. It's a pretty good school for sports in general. So give us a little prognostication for next year with your new team. You got an excited group already, I can see.
We do.
What are you looking forward to next year?
We have 24 girls this year. I just posted the upcoming roster as well. So we started our first practice the other day, and just to see some of the skills and just talent that we have on the court, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And then also we've developed a booster club, which we are starting to see community support with my parents and just reaching out with fundraising. We're seeing all of it. So it is exciting. And the girls are excited as well. So I talked to them the other day and you could just see it in their faces and their eyes were lighting up. So they're not lighting up for our workouts, but yeah. They're lighting up for just everything else that is coming forward. And then everything that I tell them that's happening, and they're just very excited for this upcoming season.
From my experience, Baxter's a great community to work with. And, you know, the only direction for you to go with that program is up. I know that's the expectation. That's why they hired you. And I know you're going to do a good job there. So we wish you luck with that and really thank you for being a part of the show today, and we'll have you back later.
Okay, thank you.